Stories of real-life challenges and pure entertainment are on display now at the Sundance Film Festival. It's in full swing, which is why we reached our own Kenneth Turan. He's on the scene, up early, and he was ready to tell us about some of the festival's must-see films. Good morning.
Morning, Renee.
Now, Ken, we've talked many a time when you've been at Sundance, and you often say the strongest category at the festival is the documentary category. What about this year?
Well, this year, really, I think they're stronger than ever. There's some films that really just blew people away. Two of them that I wanted to mention that really have political context that really are kind of controversial. There's one called The Hunting Ground, directed by Kirby Dick, who did Invisible War a couple of years ago, which is a film about rape in the military. This is a film about rape on college campuses, and the situation is just as bad, but in some ways more complex because of other factors, money-involved factors. One of the really interesting facets of The Hunting Ground, it's the first time that the woman who has accused Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston of rape, it's the first time she's on camera telling her story. Jameis Winston has been investigated, not formally charged, but this woman tells her side of things. It's very powerful, it's very moving, and it's especially interesting in the context of the rest of the film where you see it's all of a piece with what is happening on campuses across the country. It's a very moving film. The other film that everyone is talking about is called Going Clear. It's directed by Alex Gibney, and it's about Scientology. It's taken from Lawrence Wright's book, and it's got a lot of footage of interviews with disaffected former Scientology leaders, inside Scientology footage of some of their gatherings. It's very, very chilling stuff.
And some might know director Alex Gibney, who got an Oscar for another very dark film, Taxi to the Dark Side.
Yes, and this film is every bit as dark, believe me.
What else, then, are you seeing that's quite strong in the documentary category there at Sundance?
There are really two films that really struck me. They're documentaries about major show business figures who had complicated, troubled lives, and you get to see inside these lives in a really unexpected way. The first one that played on opening night is called What Happened, Miss Simone? It's about the singer Nina Simone. The title is from a poem by Maya Angelou, who wondered about the gap in Nina Simone's performing career. And this looks at the entirety of her career, how she started. She had a major involvement in the civil rights movement. Then she had a lot of personal difficulties. And this film really shows us what her life was like in a very intimate way. The other film is about Marlon Brando. It's called Listen to Me, Marlon, because this is from a collection of audio tapes that Brando made for his own use. He was going to do some kind of project with these tapes. Then he died, and filmmakers have gotten access to them. They've also gotten access to TV interviews, newsreels that Brando did. And this is kind of a sound and image collage that really gives you a real idea of the kind of person he was. If you care about Marlon Brando and if you care about film acting, of course you do. This film is really a revelation.
And let's switch here just at the end to dramas. If you had to pick one feature film to talk to us about, what would that be?
Oh, it would be Brooklyn, without a doubt. This is a film I fell in love with. This is a romantic drama. It's got a wonderful pedigree. It's from a Colm Tóibín novel. It's screenplay by Nick Hornby. It's a story of a young woman who emigrates from Ireland to Brooklyn in the early 1950s. It's about the heartbreak of immigration, of leaving your home. It's about the joy of romance. It's beautifully done. It's really got everything I'm looking for in a film. So I can't wait till this is in theaters and I can tell people to see it.
Ken, thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thank you, Renee.